One of the things that's happened in the BASS tournament trail is they've went to an elite series, and with the elite series came the need for a boat wrap and truck wrap and handy wrap and everything else, but really has been one of those things where a lot of pros are out there digging and clawing. But with me today is Pete Pons, and Pete, you got your boat wrap done.
Yeah, Terry, I tell you, it was a kind of a crunch time for me, but, you know, I just got back from, or and a lot of us pros just got back from Jerry McInnes' bass class, and they actually told us how to get sponsors and taught us things that we need to know about getting sponsors. And I tell you what, the Elite Series with us requiring to have boat wraps this year, it's really put the crunch on us as far as salesmanship and marketing and things like that.
Well, you know, January 31st, by rules, wraps had to be approved by then, and you kind of squeaked under the wire. But, you know, you went to Jerry McInnes' class, and ESPN helped put that on, of course. How did that turn out?
You know, I was so impressed with those guys. I mean, you went all the way from the television show interviews to actually to where the guy that's interviewing you right there at the, you know, tournament weigh-ins. And so a lot of things that a lot of us were doing wrong, you know, they helped us with getting more personal with the cameras and getting more personal with the interviewer and you know, just so many suggestions, you know. And Jerry and them said, you know, you got to get it out of neutral. You have to put it in gear, which means you need enthusiasm. And you know, this stuff is not going to come easy. We have to learn it just like anybody else does. And, you know, you have to work at it. So I think that some of the suggestions they had are going to be so instrumental in helping me in my career. That, you know, I'm really excited about it.
Well, you know, Pete, you had to learn to fish a jig, you had to learn to fish a spinnerbait, and this should become easy for somebody that likes to be with people.
Yeah, well, you know, you go from a fisherman standing in your boat fishing all day by yourself, then all of a sudden you're a spokesperson, and then you turn into a salesperson, and now you're in marketing. So it's a big bunch of different things, but you know, all this together tied in allows me to do what I love to do, you know, what I have a passion for. And so that's why, you know, you can hear the excitement in my voice about it. I think, you know, this Elite Series is just going to be a tremendous deal. You know, I really feel like, you know, a lot of the guys don't agree with me on this, but I just give Bass a thumbs up. I think that it's going to put us a step above, and I think that it has already given me opportunities to get sponsors that I ordinarily would not have been able to get.
Well, you know, Pete, and I think that's very critical, is the fact that, you know, there's been a lot of naysayers and a lot of people saying, hey, maybe this won't work. But in reality, if you embrace it, go out there and spend that money for the entry fee and listen, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
You know, I do too. I really believe that the guys that push through with them and hold on, there's going to be some loyalty there, and I think that it's going to turn out for the best of all of us. You know, I can't ever remember when BASS or bass fishing tournaments has ever got so much attention as it is getting in this last 6 or 8 months. Even if it's, you know, bad press or bad controversy that you're having, it's still, everybody wants to know what's going on. So it's really created a draw of interest towards our sport, and I think that's a great thing.
Well, I think it's really neat. I just got a press release yesterday from Terminator, and Skeet Reese is going to be on a Super Bowl commercial. So you start thinking about bass fishing being on the Super Bowl, that's even going to be raising the bar a little bit more.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, I'm fired up about, you know, that's great. Skeet would be a great representative of our sport, and I think that he's going to do a good job. And, you know, just, I mean, being on the Super Bowl advertising, that's awesome, man.
That is big-time stuff. Now, let's talk a little bit about the boat wrap, and I know it isn't easy. Even with all the training and everything else you've got going on, you got to the 11th hour and got it done, and how's your wrap going to look?
Well, you know, I'm really excited about that. Lee Bailey helped me design that, and Lee's become one of my, you know, friends, and Lee really worked hard on it, and I tell you, I do want to thank him, you know, while we're on the radio. But V&M is going to be on there, Bandit is going to be on there, and Ardent Reels is going to be on there. And Ken Starks, which owns V&M, is just an outstanding guy. You know, they have a line of soft plastic baits. You know, he financially has a strong backing. He can handle inventory. He can handle a lot of things where these companies, you know, a lot of times whenever companies order, the store orders baits from these companies, these lure manufacturers, they can't fill the order because they don't have all of it in stock. And Ken and his group have done an excellent job on stocking their inventory up and, you know, having everything ready just sitting there waiting on an order, so they can fill your order real quick, you know. The other one, another one would be Bandit. You know, of course, what can I say about Bandit? They're basically a staple in the industry. You know, it's Chris Ross and his group, and I'm proud to be associated with them. I mean, you know, he's working on a jerkbait line that's actually he's getting a little bit into the musky market, okay? But next year he's going to be in the bass fishing. He's probably going to come out with a jerkbait for bass fishing, which would be suspending jerkbait. And, man, I am real excited about that. Terry, the other one would be Arden Reels. And, you know, what can I say about Arden? It's Mike Brooks, Steve Ruff. Mike is just a super, super marketing guy. He knows a lot about the industry. He knows a lot about value. Steve has a knowledge in the reels, and he really, you know, pushes forth and is excited about this. And I think that it's just going to be so strong of a reel. One thing about this reel, they're all made in the USA, you know, and that means a lot to me and a lot of the other consumers. You know, USA-made product, we support, you know, our Army guys and our, you know, people overseas and just help, you know, the United States.
Well, that's great. You know, and I remember not too long ago, Pete Pons winning a tournament on a Bandit crankbait. So, you know, you're not just talking the talk, you're walking the walk as well. You love their baits.
I really do. I mean, you know, Bandit's a good bait. It's not a real expensive bait, but it's a bait that everyday Joe can get and go cast and catch fish on, you know? I mean, it's just a cool bait. It's one of the best crankbaits on the market, in my opinion.
Well, you know, Pete, as you did this thing, and I'm sure you know you had to dive and scratch and claw and that kind of stuff, but now you've got all these guys on board, that makes it probably a sigh of relief has come into your repertoire a bit, and you're looking at maybe moving ahead now to fish the tournaments.
You know, Terry, you're exactly right. You know, there's so many of us have been focusing so hard on this, on these rap deals and sponsorship and the marketing of ourselves that we really have not had time to think about fishing. I did, however, get a chance to go over to Hampstead about 3 weeks ago, and just like everybody else that's been over there, man, I'm telling you, I think records are going to be broken there. I think that it's going to be probably one of the most fantastic tournament weigh-ins as far as size and numbers of fish that you've ever seen.
Well, you know, the Elite Series is only 110 anglers, too, which even makes it better. You know, you look at the Classic 50 anglers plus, and now you've got a trail where there's 100 anglers. That makes it so you got kind of maybe even have your own water a little bit.
Well, you know, I like that idea. And, of course, I think that's what all the bass fishermen want with smaller fields. You don't have to worry about, you know, if you find fish, you can actually go back to them without worrying about somebody else finding them. I mean, we're all good fishermen, and it's not uncommon for three or four of us to find the same group of fish. And when you do that, then it turns into a little bit of stress problem because you wonder, well, should I go over there and try to catch that fish first, or should, you know, you have to, it plays into your strategy of catching fish in a tournament, you know, and you have to decide which is the first place to go and which is the second place to go, and all that comes into play. There's so many variables involved in this that it's just it really makes it interesting. But I think a smaller field is a better field.
Well, you know, Pete, you know, you've come by this naturally. Of course, your dad was a great fisherman and still fishes with you, and you're out there doing those kind of things. But I mean, it's a thing where. Now, you know, you're going to have an Elite Series. You've got ESPN behind it. You've got all these other wonderful things going on. This looks like it's going to be a fun year.
Man, the schedule, just look at the schedule. I mean, I tell you, Don Rucks and his group, like I said, thumbs up. Because, you know, we're going to give the people what they want to see on this year's Elite Series. I can assure you that.
Well, Pete, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing that new wrap and seeing you out on the trail. I'm sure you'll be down at the Classic, then on to Amistad to go down there and try to catch a big stringer.
Yeah, I will be at the Classic, and I am looking forward to it, Terry. So, you know, thanks for having me, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and all the fans out there. You know, Bass Fan is one of the places that I check get my information as well.
Well, I'm glad you do. You know, you got to tell all your buddies, right?
Absolutely. I sure will, Terry.
Thanks, Pete. Hey, great for having you with us. I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.